You're about to access more of Weekend Breakfast, and you can access your pay early today. MyPayNow.com.au. T's and C's apply. Rise and shine. You're getting up on the weekend with these guys, Dylan, Jules, and Angus. It's Weekend Breakfast.
Here we are back again in the studio.
Hey,
good morning, Jules.
Good morning.
You look great this morning. You're doing the show from Dubbo, your home, your hometown.
I am home visiting Mama Jules.
Yeah. And when you left working in Dubbo, you signed the bottom of the desk.
Mm. Yeah, it's tradition that any announcement, because obviously regional radio, you know, the brekkie shows are high turnover because everyone's getting started in the industry. When you leave, you write your name under the desk. So Jules Jerry, I think it was 2014 to 2017.
And it's still in pristine nick. No one's defaced it?
No one has.
You wrote it actually quite large as well.
Massively.
Tickets on yourself.
Like
I didn't want to be forgotten. I didn't want to be forgotten.
What about Allo Baker? He's been there for as long as the furniture has.
He hasn't signed his name off yet.
Okay. Only on the way.
He's
out.
Still here.
Okay. Hey,
it's a big morning for you two, because coming up in about 5 or so minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a present.
Presents?
Yeah, both
I love
little
presents.
Little presents
me
for you.
Too.
All right, that's one great.
Of, yeah, they might not even be from me.
But speaking of presents, I mean, it was your birthday recently while Dylan was away, Jules, and I saw something on your social media that wasn't just you defacing company property. Something actually quite beautiful.
For once. Yes, and I'm going to share what I did coming up next, because actually coming up on Tuesday is National Be Kind Day, and I want to talk more about it and what you can do.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
Now, have you guys heard about the National Be Kind Day? It's only been around, I think this is the third one, started in 2019, so maybe not.
I haven't heard of the day because I live the life. I'm 365 days be kind.
I mean, that's beautiful.
BS. That's absolute crap. Do you have these days in your diary, Jules? Like, how do you know about them coming up?
No.
Because I always forget these things.
Well, this one is Tuesday, 2nd of March. It started in 2019 by a lady by the name of Amber Wilkinson. The reason why she started it was because obviously, and I mean, we've probably all experienced, unfortunately, being in a workplace where it's been a bit toxic. And
school
a bit,
as well,
you know, bullying.
For sure. Yeah.
Absolutely, school as well. So what had happened was she quit her job because of the bullying that was happening in her workplace. And so then she went home and then she designed a t-shirt that said Be Kind on it and gave it to her two sons who were in primary school, because she didn't want her sons to grow up or be at school and be bullied, or, you know, for people to be unkind to them. So she got these shirts printed up, and then that's how it was created from there.
That's
so
nice.
She sells these t-shirts, and then profits from that, those t-shirts, go to anti-bullying campaigns.
And then in sad news, Ellen DeGeneres actually sued that lady because her catchphrase is Be Kind to everyone. So,
and she's been known to...
You're joking. She did not, did she?
No, I made that bit.
Oh, I was going to say, Angus.
But Ellen DeGeneres,
she's had enough dramas.
The hypocrisy of Ellen, though, to wrap up every show saying be kind to one another and then go backstage and bully all of her staff. Amazing.
Anyway, I do want to share something, though, because I shared something from my birthday last weekend that I've only been doing for a couple of years. And I got a lot of feedback from people like, oh, you know what? I'm going to adopt that. I'm going to do that for my birthday. And it's one of those things where, I mean, you don't forget your own birthday. So it's something very, very easy to remember. But what I do is I always buy a bunch of flowers. And I mean, they're not really anything. I don't go to like a florist or anything. I just get like the Coles or Woolies ones that are out the front. And I give them to a stranger, or I give them to someone who I don't know, but I've seen around the neighborhood or whatever. And I just give it to them. And obviously they're always like, so like, what's this for? And, you know, it's like, well, it's my birthday and I do this. And I use that excuse because it's obviously a little bit awkward sometimes.
Yeah.
But it is just such a beautiful way to make someone else's day. And the day that I remember to do it is on my birthday.
Pay it forward. I like that, Jules.
100%.
I might take that up. That's cool.
It doesn't have to be flowers. I mean, for guys, you know, you can just buy someone else's, like, coffee. If you're buying a coffee in the morning, pay for someone else's. You know, even if you just do it once a year, at least it's better than not doing anything at all, right?
What about you, Gus? Are you going to get around that?
It's not for me.
Are you? When you give a gift, though,
hang on, he's never done that. He doesn't know what it feels like.
No.
You're joking.
No, Dylan's famous for not receiving anything from me.
And just to add to it, I'm about to give you both a gift right now, coming up next.
Okay. Good on you. Be Kind Day on Tuesday.
Dylan, I don't think you give it to him.
If you think this is going to be...
Give him a taste of his own
Jules,
medicine.
You've only been on the show for a few weeks. If you think this is going to be a present that's kind or considerate, You're wrong.
Yeah.
We'll find out what it is next. It's a joke and it's a piss take. Don't you worry about
that. Oh, right.
Or
okay.
Even from me.
Yeah.
Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
What's the little thing you carry around with you every day in the next 10 minutes? But Jules, prepare yourself. On the wrap, on the run sheet, it says Dylan's got a present for us. But
yes.
And you were quite excited about it.
I am.
But you don't know Dylan well enough, obviously, to know that it is a stinker of a present or something he got for free that he's just re-gifting and giving to us.
And that he doesn't want, right? Is it, taking up room in your house still?
It's the new ANZ debit card. Yeah. It's Able Foods baked bean sachets.
It's one
of my commercial sponsorship deals.
Dylan, how did this come around? Like, how did it, you know, come around? You're like, I'm going to gift this to these guys.
So, obviously, we had the Australian Open, Jules. And during the Australian Open for me, when the wheelchair tournament was on, we had no fans because we had the Melbourne lockdown. And that was a bit of a bummer. Obviously, we had to make our own energy. But when I play tennis, you know, normally when I'm in Australia, I get everybody in Australia getting behind me.
Yeah.
However, there's one guy that goes for another competitor.
Who is he? Holy hell. This is big, actually.
Who's your favorite wheelchair tennis player?
David Wagner.
David Wagner, right? So I have this arch nemesis called David Wagner. We've played in 50 finals, Jules, since I started back playing tennis in 2014, right?
Yeah.
I don't mind him, but he hasn't really liked me much. He's come around a little bit, but he is like, and Angus literally goes for Wagner when we play, right?
He doesn't like it because you're always winning. That's why.
Early days, Wagner used to smash me. Yeah, it was a good rivalry. Mm. However, to the point where whenever I bring up wheelchair tennis, for the last 3 years on this radio show, Angus goes, how's my number one favorite tennis player, David Wagner, going?
Wags the dog, the great
Shocking.
Man.
Anyway. We did a podcast on our podcast called Listen Able the other day about my doubles partner, Heath Davidson. And Heath mentioned David Wagner. And Angus said in the podcast, my favourite tennis player, David Wagner. You'll never guess who listened to the podcast.
No way. The Wags a dog did.
And David Wagner has a message for you.
Hey, Angus. It's David Wagner here. I heard I'm your favourite tennis player. I think that's great. However, I noticed you don't follow me on any of my social media. So get on it, man.
You're not a real fan, Angus. Lift your game, all right?
Don't listen to him. He doesn't count. He's not your favorite.
That's right.
As a result, Wags also
took the
liberty of citing you.
Sign David Wagner shirt.
Sign David Wagner Nike shirt.
Right? I love it.
You love it?
I love it.
I really love that. And Jules, it was obviously your birthday last week.
Who's your favourite wheelchair tennis player, Jules?
Dylan Alcott.
And I got you a signed ball from your tennis player.
Mate, beautiful.
Bernard Tomic. So you both get presents.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus. Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
And 131060, you want to know this morning, what's the little thing that you carry around with you? That's not like your typical, like obviously keys, phone, wallet, all that's excluded. But, Dylan, you wouldn't know this because you haven't been on the show, but I've got a roommate.
Okay. What's the roommate's name?
Anthony.
Anthony, Tony.
He looks like Zac Efron.
Now,
like,
I don't mean to pull you up again consistently when you say he looks nothing like
Zac Efron. That's a huge call.
He has brown hair and a shaved, like a trimmed beard. That's
the
only
characteristics. You can see the resemblance. He just looks like a thinner version of him.
Yeah, an NQR version.
I'm
going to get permission. That's a Diet Coke.
Really.
I'm going to get permission to get his photo. We're going to put it side by side on Zach and get people to vote if he does or not.
Social media, at Hit Weekend Breakfast.
He is single. He is single and he's like out on the dating scene. But he came home from work the other day and he works in the city. So he's like always dressed, you know, quite nice in like nice shirt, nice pants, whatever.
A bit of Tarakash.
He had sunscreen that's attached to like a little clippy thing.
Yep.
That he clips onto his belt.
I mean, that is
a belt.
No wonder he's single.
Yeah.
No,
That's one of the lamest. I mean, if you're going to carry around a little sunscreen, put it in your pocket. Show it.
Yeah.
Don't you just apply sunscreen at the start of the day?
In the last 12
hours. Well, no, this is the thing. So he said that because I was like, what the hell is that? And he goes, I put it on in the morning, but always by the time I go out for lunch, I feel like it's off, like it's not on anymore. So he always just has it so that he can put it on. And he goes to the beach after work as well. So
I'm not knocking being sun smart. Good on him. Mm. However, there is cooler ways to do it, and that's not it.
Yeah. Having a clip to your belt for sunscreen.
I do like playing in this space where people carry around little things, though. I've got a mate who, everywhere he goes, carries around a miniature bottle of sriracha.
Yes.
You know, that hot sauce, but it's not.
Yes.
I thought it would be shaped like sanitizer bottle, but it's still shaped. It's like a, just a shrunken.
It's a mini, yes. Yeah. The mini Tabasco like, bottles.
Yeah, I was like, cool for one. I was like, that's cool. And then he's like, every day. And I was like, that's
So he adds hot sauce to all meals?
Pretty much. So it carries around everywhere he goes. This. And I was like, that's lame though. You do it as well?
I do it, but not mainly for food. It's for the margaritas. Yeah, I love chili margaritas. And most times if you're at a bar and there's no restaurant attached or no, you know, food thing attached, they don't have the chili and they don't have the, so I just get it and then I have a chili margarita.
Wait.
Chili, oh, the best.
Chili hasn't made it to Dubbo yet?
Not as yet.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
We're asking 131060, what's the little thing, a little bit weird, that you carry around with you everywhere?
Yeah, now my roommate, he's single, ready to mingle, and I think I'll know why he is single, actually, because he came home the other day and he had this little sunscreen that had a little clip on it that he clips onto the side of his pants on his belt loop where his belt buckle goes. Dylan, you're not a fan.
No, that's pretty lame. Our producer for the week, James Blake, great singer, but also great producer. Yeah. He's carrying around his keys on his belt on a little clip. Are we yay or nay on that?
Oh, does it jingle when he walks?
Of course, but I don't mind it.
He also thinks that he had at one point an AirPods little clip for his belt as well.
So like on his belt, like how people used to carry pagers.
He's an interesting cat, old Jimmy.
Yeah.
We like him though. No, he can stick around.
Yeah.
I like it. I've just put him on blast, but I actually begged him to keep coming because he's been really good. We love you.
Lucy, the little thing that you carry around everywhere is what?
It is a little rabbit foot.
Oh, for good luck.
Wait, taxidermied.
Yeah, I imagine so. I got one when I was 12th birthday.
Yeah.
And everyone in the family has it. Don't know where it got it from, but it's something that we do.
Does that scare people off when they see that?
Oh, I sort of try to keep it a bit hidden, but every now and again some people see it and ask a few questions. But I sort of keep it in my handbag, in a key ring, but every now and again it comes out and people are like, oh, what's that?
Interesting on swingers nights. Chuck a little one in the bowl. Oh, I know which one's Lucy's. I'll let that one slide by. And then Lucy's line is, I always get lucky.
Yeah.
Sarah, we're looking about the small things you carry everywhere. What is it?
A yo-yo.
Oh, no, like a full-size yo-yo or as like a mini one?
A full-size yo-yo.
Are you 13 years old? How old are you?
26.
Okay. Why are you still carrying a yo-yo around?
I almost went pro when I was a bit younger, but, you know, carpal tunnel got the better of me.
From yo-yoing?
On my day off.
Is it a fireball?
It's not. No.
Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola were the best.
The baby.
Would you guys be impressed if, like, a chick, you know, like, say you were back, you guys were single. Yeah. Like, would you? I'm just asking for a friend.
Nah, yo-yo would turn me on. I like yo-yos.
Yeah, no, I'm more of a yo-ho Diablo man.
Yo-ho Diablo?
Bring out one of those on the bus.
Yeah. It's too big.
What is?
Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
So I was exclusively dating this guy last year in Perth, right, for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know what exclusive dating is?
No other partners around?
Yeah. But you're not like in a full-on relationship.
Pretty much are, let's be honest.
No, it's not a relationship. You don't talk about future. You don't talk about like there's no future in it kind of thing.
Yeah, you just don't, like you don't have other
enjoying
partners.
Enjoying the moment, but you're not cheating on each other.
100%, that's okay. It. Anyway, so obviously I moved from Perth to Sydney at the start of the year, so we decided to go our own separate ways. Didn't want to do anything long distance or anything like that, okay?
Good decision.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, obviously the decision to end that, you know, it was a bit harsh, like, you know, on my feelings, even though I thought I didn't have any feelings.
For both of you, reckon? A bit tough?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like, well, he cried when I left, so.
Oh, that's nice. Was it, did you think that you had as strong feelings as you did until the moment where you were going to say goodbye and you're like, oh, maybe I do like this guy a bit more than exclusive dating.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, like, so I used to talk about him on my old show that I was a part of and his nickname was like Mr. Mercedes because I never spoke about him on air or like gave him a name or anything, but the guys I worked with would only ever see him drop me off in a Mercedes car. Ooh. So they were like, oh, Mr. Mercedes, right? So maybe last week I did this like question answer thing on your Instagram. You can go ask me anything.
Yeah.
And so someone asked me that if I ever were to go back to Perth, would I reignite that flame with Mr. Mercedes? And this was my response on Instagram.
Yeah, if I ever moved back to Perth, but to be honest, he's a great catch. So, you know, he wouldn't be single. That's the thing. I'd break him up though.
Fair bit of fun.
At the end of that, I was like, you know, I would break him and his partner up if he were to be with anyone. And then I didn't think he's not following me on Instagram or Facebook, so I don't know how he saw that story. But he rang me the next day and he's like, "Really? You would break my a relationship up if you were to move back?"
A bit of banter, a bit of fun.
And I just like, I laughed it off, right? And that's what I did. And I said, "Oh, no. Like, of course I wouldn't do anything like that. Why? Are you dating?" And he said, "Yes."
Oh.
Oh, it hurts.
And for the first time, I don't know if it's like the first time ever, but a first time in a very long time, it actually like hurt. Like, oh, I kind of laughed. I was like, "Oh, that's so great. Yes, so am I." But he's obviously more serious than what mine are. But it actually, yeah, gave me like a bit of a sick feeling in my, you know, you get that feeling in the top of your stomach, like that in your stomach. It's like a, and I don't know, no, I didn't cry, but I'm just like, oh gosh, I don't think I'm over him.
Does it hurt more because you're the one who instigated the leaving of the relationship? So you allowed it to happen?
Yeah, but I'm always the one who breaks up. I've never been broken up with, really, unless they cheated, I think. So, but, you know, but yeah, I'm always the one that goes, that calls it.
I tell you what I'm thinking.
What?
Maths.
What?
Get her on maths.
Maths, what? No.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hey, now let that Bryce go. No, I'm not let any radio.
Can't be worse than that, dude. Maths.
No, oh, God.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus. Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Guys, can you think of anything that's happened in your life that's just been like a crazy coincidence?
I go, like, you don't see people for years and then you go overseas. And then I'll be in like New York, like, is how many people in New York? 10 million people?
Yeah.
Bang. Someone I went to school with I haven't seen in 10 years who I really like. I'm like, I don't even see it. Why am I, how am I here with you right now?
That
happens all the time overseas. I can tell it to me like 15 to 20 times.
That is actually so true. This is not, my science teacher, Mr. Cholak, was on a boat going between islands in Croatia, heard a girl's voice and went, that sounds like Angus, turned around, looked like Angus, goes, "I'm sorry." Obviously she's Australian. He goes, "Do you know a guy called Angus O'Loughlin? It was my sister."
No way.
You're joking.
On holiday in Croatia. See, between two women.
That's
crazy
weird.
Crazy coincidence. Yeah. What happened to me during the week?
Okay. I was going to say, I don't have anything as crazy as what those two were. So continue.
This one is pretty crazy. It happened right out the front of my house. I had just gone, coming back from the gym.
Yeah.
And I get a text from Georgie, who's Dylan's basically everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. She does everything.
My day-to-day manager, runs my life, also manages my Punish and Tell.
And Georgie texts me and says,
"Yeah,
there's a special treat for you outside." She didn't obviously know I was at the gym. As I get this text message, I pull in behind a brand new Kia Sorento.
Oh, my God, no way.
Now, Dylan has just got himself a brand new car sponsor. I mean, you've probably heard the bloke flog it on his social media and on radio.
What car company is it?
Kia.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorento.
Yeah. So I get this text, I open it up, I look in front of me, and there is a car with the indicator still on as if it's just parked.
This is good gear.
Yeah.
A Kia Sorento, and the text message says, "There's a surprise for you waiting at the front."
Yeah. Oh,
it's Dylan. Dylan's come, you know, to say, see the baby, etc.
Yeah.
I get out of the car, I duck down behind the other car.
Yeah.
So they can't see me.
Oh, my God.
And I sleuth, like, underneath the windows, like, army crawl up to the top of the window, and then I go, jump up. Bang, bang, bang on the window, go, ah!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Never seen this person before. No one I've recognized.
Oh, my God.
Not someone from Dylan's team dropping anything off.
That is.
That story could have went so many ways. Okay, first I thought Dylan got you a sponsorship deal and you've got now a Kia Sorento.
I was like, "Your own car now."
So this person brings down, and like, "I'm sorry, are we not allowed to park here?" I'm like, "This is, I can't explain what's just happened. But a mate of mine, I thought he just got a brand new Kia like you. Your parking's fine. My apologies, I'm going inside." And then what happened was, it was six sachets of baked beans Dylan had left me at the front of the house. So thanks, Dylan.
Oh, my God.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
Angus, Indy, how old is she now?
3 weeks yesterday.
3 weeks? Okay.
Jeez, that's not very old.
No.
Oh, don't worry, mate.
Wow.
She's a new
look at Angus's eyes.
Might you just see the rubber neck, mate, just flinging everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Don't need any doubles partner.
I've got three nieces, Nasha, Nadia, and Andrea, right? Now, Nasha, the eldest, she's six years old.
Nadia, Andrea.
Yeah.
They're mouthfuls. I like it though. Mm.
There was a point there where I thought you were going to go all Kardashian on us, and they were all going to be the same letter.
I was shocked. I was shocked when the third one come through and it was Andrea. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, what about
theme going?
Nandria. What about Nandria? Yeah. As you guys know that I've been home in Dubbo with Mama Jules for the past week. So I've been, you know, spending a lot of time with the nieces, and my eldest niece, Nasha, is at that age. She's six. She's questioning everything, and she asks a lot of questions, right? Yeah. And a lot of them, as an auntie, I'm just like, how do I respond to this?
It's actually really something I've thought about at length, because I do have a niece as well as Effie, who's three, and she's got the why? But why?
Yeah.
Why? And I'm like, God, this is so hard to explain. But then I also think about the really big questions, like, you know, when there's crime, how do you explain to a young child what, you know, bad behavior to people? You know,
okay, I wasn't
the world
that. Okay.
Is puppies and roses for them.
Yeah. All right, so what I got my niece Nasha to do was like to record these questions, right? Because I'm going to throw them at you, Gussie.
Okay.
And I want you to answer these the best way
as
you can, safe for radio, safe for little ears, because obviously Indy's going to get to a point where she's going to be asking questions like these next ones.
Why does that lady have a moustache?
Because she has a cold upper lip. And do you know how you get a chill sometimes and it might be in your feet, it might be in your hands? Well, she's special and she gets one on her upper lip.
Shocking.
Mate, that's brilliant. That's very well done.
How cute's Nasha, Nadia, and Andrea's voice?
Yeah, very cute.
Yeah. Okay, so question number two.
Is that a man or a lady?
Well, we don't conform to gender stereotypes. I don't see gender anymore or colour.
Non-binary.
Yeah.
Well done.
She's whoever she identifies as, or he, or they.
Well done.
Them.
Who knows what this world is?
Why is that lady's bum so big?
Because she squats. She's probably got the Tammy Hembrow fitness app. And she's doing those things where ladies get on all fours and push their legs back up into the sky.
Oh, that does not work. That has not worked for me. Maybe I don't do it.
Worst answer so far, that one.
Where was I before I was here?
Where were you before? You were in Mum's tummy.
What about before that?
Okay. Here's the next question. Oh. Here's the next question.
Where was I before I was in my Mum's tummy?
Wow.
She sets you up a good one there.
That's a good question there, Nash. Dad has his own internal pool and you were training to be a swimmer. And then one day your mum said, let's make that swimmer. And out of all the swimmers, you were the strongest swimmer. There were millions of swimmers.
Well done.
Hey, well
You're
done.
You're the strongest swimmer, my little Nash, or Indy, for this example.
No, Nandria.
Well done.
Nandria.
God, I wouldn't be ready for half of those questions.
You did pretty well.
Oh, man.
Well, the problem with it is...
You can't go too far because they listen.
And you can't lie to your kids because they'll go to school or they'll go somewhere else.
My dad
and go,
said, Yeah.
Remember that ad where the, I think it's a Ford ad?
Yeah,
and the kid's in the background going, you know, why do they have the Great Wall of China? And he goes, to keep the rabbits out.
Yeah, and then they go to school.
And he goes to school. So you got to be... It's an interesting blend of trying to be factual with fun, but also not too informative.
Oh, mate, I think you're ready. I mean, it's too late now if you weren't, but, you know, I think you'd be ready for all those questions.
Oh, thank God.
Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
131060 this morning, though, we want to know, what does your name match your profession? Mm-hmm. So Thomas Crapper, who invented the toilet, Usain Bolt, fastest runner.
A good one is the guy that invented the telephone, Alexander Bell.
True.
The phone, Bell, and that's why they say, give us a bell.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's a fun
I didn't know
fact
that either.
Still. You didn't make that up?
No, that's real.
You know why this came about, though? So the other day, I was driving past my old high school around about, like, the end of school, like, and you know how sometimes the teacher comes out to the bus stop?
Yeah, of course.
And they, like, help the kids on the bus. My old photography teacher was there, and I'm driving past my mum, like, oh, mum, look, there's Miss Lenz. And mum's like, who's that? And I was like, that's my photography teacher. And I don't know why I never made the correlation before. And I was like, Miss Lenz. And she's a photography teacher.
That's very good.
Yeah.
We put this up on our Instagram as well and we had a few reactions.
Yes, we did actually. Someone said, Annie said, Dr. Blood, and she's a dentist. And there's another dentist on there too. Oh, no, she said, my mum was a dentist and she is Dr. Sharp.
Oh, what's going on?
Sharp. Oh, Sharp Tools.
Jules Carrot on our Instagram said, no, but I wish I was a chef.
Makes sense.
Anyway, that's all we've got.
So we're on 13, 10, 60. Well, we're going to have more next because we're asking for people to call and tell us Does your name match your profession? What we'll get you to do is you say your name.
And we guess.
Good. And we'll have a guess.
Uh-huh. You like that? Yeah, I like it.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus. Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Looking to find out if you have a name that matches your profession.
Aptonym.
Aptonyms it's called.
Yeah, we had one. Really? I had one at school. She was a teacher. And you guys can, we'll do a little test.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Her name was Miss Greaves. What was she?
She's a funeral director.
No, she was at school. Miss Greaves.
Oh, okay. Greaves.
Nurse?
She was the grievance counselor.
Grievance counselor.
Yeah, that was her actual job.
No way.
Shout out. Married Mr. Silver, my English teacher. Hope they're both doing well.
Mm. Yeah.
We had Mr. Okay. Patch at our high school. He was our principal.
Oh, I had one eye?
No, that's even better. I was going to say he liked quilts.
But this is good. I like playing in this space.
Dan, what is your last name?
My last name's Weber.
You sell barbecues for a living.
You're definitely a barbecue man, aren't you? You're a grill master.
I am. I sell barbecues.
Just start with a layup. Let's see if this one's going to be more difficult. Courtney, what is your last name?
I'm engaged, so when I get married, my last name will be Law.
Oh, you're a lawyer.
Oh. No, you're a criminal.
I wish I was a criminal, but yeah, definitely lawyer.
Okay.
Courtney Law. Courtney Law.
That's great. Now, if I went to court and my lawyer was called Courtney Law, I'd be like, it's like a TV show. I'm going to win this.
Is that why you're getting married to him? Like, just for that?
Oh, and the court part as well.
I didn't make the double. It's a double.
That is amazing.
She wins. Courtney, you win.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
It's in Dylan's contract to wrap up the show with. It's good news,
Dylan. Now, before we get into it, I got a bit of beef.
Oh.
With who? I saw on the rundown, I had to mute the notifications in our WhatsApp group because there was heaps when I was playing Speedy. It's at this. And I was trying to get ready for the match, but I did happen to look on WhatsApp and saw, was this good news, Jules? Did this get... Did somebody steal this segment when I was away?
Hey.
I just thought, all I'm saying is that I didn't want our listeners to be like, you know, miss you too much. And I thought, how could they get through the rest of their week if they don't start off with some good news? So it was just filling in, Dil. I wasn't taking over.
From one good news person to another, Jules, lucky it was you. Because if it was good news, Angus, because he doesn't believe in good news.
No, I was like, as if he would even have any good news.
Yeah, true. He actually...
And what is new in radio? As if there's an original idea in radio anymore. It's like, you know, Beat the Bomb at Christmas time. They just put some Christmas music to it and go, Beat the Cracker. It's like, genius.
Everyone cracks it. Like, you stole it. I'm like, come on. They're all the same.
We did a segment yesterday, Dylan, called Alpha Beans to give away your baked beans instead of Alpha Bucks. So stop pretending like you've got some sort of originality in your bones.
Guys... When Hannah Tumney's beloved pet cockatoo, George, went missing from her southern Tasmanian home 3 years ago, she was devastated. Tears. She had this bird for 5 years, Jules, and she lost it. The pet cockatoo, she's actually cleaning its cage, and it flew out. And she drove around everywhere for about a year, she reckon, trying to look for this cocktail. She drinks as well. That's why
she got herself an Aperol Spritz. Found it.
Can you believe this? Poor George suffered almost life-threatening injuries, couldn't fly anymore. George was found over 200 kilometres away during the week.
Jeez, he really didn't like Hannah.
Still alive.
Wait, 3 years later?
3 years later. So she drove the 3.5 hours to the northern town in Tasmania called Deloraine and picked up the bird. And George is back where he belongs with Hannah. But it was a catch. She thought George was a boy, but it was found out George is actually a girl, so it's now called Georgie. See, I guess good news.
Is it?
Grinch.
I was obsessed with cockatoos, and then I tried to get Mum to get me one for a pet for years.
They're cool.
Soft for Crest of Cockatoo.
And they can talk back to you and stuff.
Yeah, you know? I had one as a kid, and all it did was swear.
But here's the thing, they live for so long.
Yeah.
Look, like 90 years.
Yeah.
I'm making that up, but it's like, it's at least 60
or
plus. 90
or 9, did you say?
90.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, they live long time. Long time.
Pretty sure ours died, and I think we may have eaten it.
Whoa. Okay. You ate your pest?
You ate cockatoo?
Now I'm going to go to church and just...
I don't know if you can eat cockatoos.
Look, I'm not going to say that, you know, whether we did or not, but I mean, I know my dad just did not ever waste food. I grew up on roadkill. We're the boys from
the bush. That's our show. Thank you very much for listening. Apparently, 20 to 40 years sulfur crested cockatoos live in the wild, but live longer when in captivity.
Please don't eat them.
Get that weekend feeling. Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.